Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm waiting for my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, to join me. I am so delighted to be here. Happy New Week. Amen. I know that is Tuesday, but I haven't spoken to you this week. So on today, on this Tuesday, I say to you, Happy New Week. Oh, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I do pray that you are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen, amen, and praise God. As I said, Pastor Anthony is on his way. The chat room is open. The phone lines will be open a little bit later on so that you can call in and flow with us. Amen. That's what it's all about, flowing with the pastor, talking about what's going on out there in the United States of America, what's going on in the lives of Christians everywhere, and what God has to say to us in this hour, and what it is we really believe that God wants for us during this season. So while we're waiting for Pastor Anthony, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Amen. And I just encourage you to get on the phone, go to the email, and let somebody know that Flowing with the Pastors is on the air. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor Anthony is with me, touching and agreeing with me in this prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Father, I just ask, Father God, that you anoint this time, Father God, that you let the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you. Bless each and every person that tunes in live. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I was cut off, and we just pray that prayer in the name of Jesus, and we pray that no weapon formed against this broadcast can prosper. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God, hallelujah. And Pastor Anthony must have been cut off as well, because I was cut off, and it looks like he was cut off as well, because he's no longer on the air. He was on the air. But I want to say hello to you. I want to just ask you, how are you doing today? Is the Lord blessing you today? You know, are you blessed and you really know that you're blessed? I know times are hard out there, and it's not that easy being a Christian in today's world. It's not easy being a man or woman of integrity. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm so glad to be here on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bear with me a second. I do have another call coming in. Let's see what's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anthony, hallelujah. And he is he's calling back in. I told him to call back into the broadcast. Now, I don't know. I'm just praying that everything is working out. You know, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And we're just flowing. You know, so much goes on in life, and you have to just keep moving with the Lord. You just have to keep moving with the Lord. Hello, Mrs. D. Neal. God bless you. It's good to see you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dana? Amen. Hallelujah. Just type yes if you can hear me. Hallelujah. God bless you, honey. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on.
Amen. Praise God. I lost the connection there for a minute, but God is good.
Amen. God is good. You know, it's amazing because you lost connection, and I saw you coming in, and I said, let me switch over and accept the call. And I don't know if when I accepted the call, if I accepted the call on the air, or if I, amen, she says I'm a little low, if I accepted the call on the air, or if I actually accepted the call live. Did you hear Pastor Anthony when I took that call? Pastor Anthony, go ahead and greet the people. I'm going to look at my phone.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's just an awesome day to be on the Lord's side, and I'm just excited about this broadcast, excited about life. Amen. God is just an awesome God, and it's a wonderful day to be on the Lord's side because we have an awesome opportunity with Christ. The Bible reminds us that a great door of opportunity has opened for us, but there's great opposition that comes along with that door. So I thank God for every opportunity that he gives us to prevail over the enemy. We have a destiny in him. We have a purpose in him, and we shall fulfill it.
Amen. Amen. We shall fulfill it. Amen. Pastor Anthony, how's your day going?
I'm having a good day, kind of a busy day. It's pretty much warmer than the previous days here in New Jersey, so it's a good thing. But I am having a blessed day.
Oh, okay. All righty.
So if you want me to go forward, I can go forward if you're trying to do something with the audio.
No,
but I
no, I'm here. I'm done. No,
okay,
you're not leaving me out.
We don't like too much, what do you call it?
Amen.
You know, there's empty space? Okay. Because
I'm
trying to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying a new, you know, that thing I got in the mail yesterday. I was trying that out, and I'm right now talking on the new system, and Dana says that I'm still low, but she can hear me. Just don't move away from your mic, she says. She says, I can still hear you. Just don't move away from your mic. So sometimes technology, you look for the best in technology, and you're thinking you're getting a good deal, but it cuts the quality. And I did look for some technology to boost the sound, and we tried that out earlier, Pastor Anthony, and that didn't work either.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to move forward because God is good, and you and I have no trouble with projecting our voices. So if you got to speak into the mic and project your voice a little today, we're going to work out the clinks and the glitches until we get this broadcast perfected. So it's just an awesome thing, trial and error, where if it don't succeed, try again. Amen? So it's just
Amen.
An awesome thing. We're going to keep trying until all the people can hear us, as far as the audible, hear us clearly with the audio. Because we
but
do
Dana
to,
says she can hear better now. She says she can
Amen.
Hear me better
Amen.
Now. So that new thing that I purchased is not going to work. So that goes back. but praise the Lord anyhow. You know, yet when we praise him, and you know, it's a part of life. We don't get frustrated when we experience setbacks in life.
Amen. Amen. And that's where I want to start today. Somehow the Lord put in my spirit Psalms 27, if you give me the liberty to read a few verses there. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Verse 3 goes on to say, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out all against me, even then will I be confident. And I want to talk a little bit about that today, being confident in God. In verse 4, two more verses. One thing I ask of the Lord, hallelujah, this what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life forever, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock.
Amen.
And that blesses my soul when I read that. I love the Psalms. I love so many of them, but this is one of my favorite because it reminds me of who I am in God, who I am in Christ. And we need to be reminded who we are in Christ on a daily basis. Pastor Rebecca, you remember during our motivational still when we were doing the motivational circuit, that many of the books we read believed in affirmations. Many of the motivational speakers, whether it was a book we read or some kind of literature or tape series that we received, they would actually, and I thought it was foolish at the time, actually, you know, give you affirmations that you would affirm over your life as you look into the mirror to begin your day. And you would remind yourself who you was to go forth, because they knew the opposition would come when you were trying to achieve your goals and your dreams. How much more do we as Christians need to be reminded of who we are in the Lord? The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So what we speak, we got to train our tongue to speak what the word says. And I'm still there trying to perfect this thing, because I go down that road of looking at where we are in our culture, in our society, and I say, my God. You know, sometimes I hear the news and a coworker say to me, well, you know, Pastor Anthony, or, you know, what do you think about this? This preacher or this church is doing this, trying to come against this economy, or what do you think about what's going on in the news? Can Obama fix it? And, you know, sometimes we look up and we see all that surround us, but we need to realize that we are the children of the Most High. We are the children of God. So he will make a way of escape for us who is on his, you know, is in his family. So I just thank God that this song ministered to me. I pray that it ministered to the people today. But we need to affirm ourselves in him and remind ourselves who we are in God. Sometimes the threat of somebody shutting us down or the threat of someone coming against us to take and snatch away our purpose in God, the threat is not the actual. So we can't go by someone trying to threaten us or someone trying to give us the ultimatum. We got to stand firm until it's over. It ain't over until it's over. Don't throw the dirt on me yet, baby. It ain't over until God says it's over. And I just know, and that's why we try to bring an encouraging word in this season, because I know so many people are going through.
Yeah.
I have a coworker, Pastor Rebecca, come back from Florida, and you and I was in North Carolina this weekend. But he said, you know, every other block he saw a foreclosed home. Every other block he saw a home taken over by the bank. And I was encouraged as he was sharing the news with me. He was a little down about it, but, you know, we just got to know what the word says.
Well,
why was I encouraged?
Yeah, why were you encouraged, Pastor?
Because my life is not based on me keeping a house or losing a house. Who I am in God is not based on what I can drive or what I can wear. Who I am in him is because of what he has already done. We need to realize that our life is not based upon what we have in possessions and things. Our life should be based upon who we are in Christ. And that should be enough for us. The stuff that we're trying to accomplish in the earth is a fringe benefit. That's gravy, as you would say, Pastor Rebecca, on our mashed potatoes. That's the whipping on top of the ice cream. So we need to go after our dreams and our goals and our purpose and maintain a certain livelihood or lifestyle that we all want. But we have a much far better life that awaits us. And I'm just excited when I don't want anyone to lose their home or to allow their bills to take them under or to really have this financial thing that's going on in our culture to really get to the saint so that they would stop believing in God. We need to go back and read 1 Kings and see what the widow in Elijah did. We need to look at the stories in the Bible where it was a greater famine than what we're facing with this economy, and how God pulled people through time and time again. And that's what encourages my spirit, Pastor Rebecca. That's what encouraged me that these were real folk in the Bible. These were real incidents. These were real occurrences. So although we're in 2008, December crossing over into 2009, yes, Obama says it's going to get much worse before it gets better. And yes, you need to possibly pick up a second or third job or go back to the drawing board or even us. Go ahead. Hello? You're breaking up. That's why I kept talking. You're breaking up. Yeah, you're still, I don't know if you can hear me clearly, but you're breaking up. Hello?
Lord, this is Pastor Rebecca, and I had to get another phone. It looks like my phone that I was using working, so we are now in the process of getting Pastor Anthony back. So just bear with me for a minute, amen, as we get Pastor Anthony back on the air. For some reason, it seems like that the enemy does not want this call to go, this broadcast to go forward on today. We have been under that type of warfare. It seems like there has been an attack against this of the ministry that involves preaching and teaching and exhorting the people of God. But the devil is defeated. And God is glorified, amen, in the name of Jesus. And we declare today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we shall move forward to do what God has called us to do today and each day that we wake up. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, you're back on the air.
Amen. You know, I just got to echo that because, you know, those who are attempting to live righteously, those who are trying to better their lives, those who are trying to look and really live out Matthew 6:33, seeking ye first the kingdom of God, there's a certain kind of warfare in this season. And
yes,
we realize that we fight not against flesh and blood, but we do fight against principalities. But I'm reminded that, you know, God tells us that he'll rebuke the devourer. Our job is to resist the devil and he'll flee. And so
yes,
we're going to resist him today and come against him in the name of Jesus and cast down every stronghold that's trying to be a stumbling block in way of this broadcast. And as you said, Pastor Rebecca, this broadcast is an extension of our local church, and it's one of those things where we even seen a warfare, you know, sometimes locally. And it's one of those things where you as a believer who is listening or will listen to the archives need to recognize that this warfare, this battle, is not yours. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles. But we must continue to speak the word of God and speak to our troubled situations.
Yeah, amen. And I just see that we lost a couple of people in the chat room. Mrs. D. Neal and also Prophet George Howell was with us, and also the Prophet Spirit. And I want to say hello to the next level who is in the chat room. God bless you. It's good to see you there. And you're right, it does have to do with the fact that my phone, the next level was saying that sometimes it has nothing to do with Satan, but everything to do with the signal not being able to buffer over the thing and over the signal, physics. He's talking about the fact that it is physics. And you're right, I agree with you somewhat that I was using a computer system at the time when I first called in, and I was trying some new technology and it did not go that well. So that could be, but I do know that there's definitely an attack against the ministry going forward. And like Dana Neal was in the room and she said she definitely needed to hear what God was going to speak or what God is going to speak during this time that we're flowing. We have to know that we do have a very real enemy, and that all things natural are spiritual. So although it is a natural thing, it is also a spiritual thing, and you will come up against opposition, and whether it be physics or what have you, but there will be opposition when you're moving forward to do things. Even gravity is opposition. When you're ready to press and go forward, gravity, it can try to hold you back, or fear can hold you back. So there are definitely many things in the natural that we can attribute to complications, but we also know that there's a spiritual undertone to everything that we do and everything that we experience. So we definitely don't give the devil any credit, and to God be all the glory. To God goes all the glory. All the glory does go to God, amen. So we have to know, those who are living spiritual lives, that the devil does have something to do with a lot of stuff that comes across the pike, but God gets the glory for everything. Amen. God gets the glory for everything. So we don't give Satan any control, but we do call those things into obedience to the word of God. We call all things into the obedience of the word of God. We came to do a broadcast today. You know, we came to do Flowing with the Pastors today. And, you know, it just seemed like there were some things in the way that wanted to stop us from going forward. But we're here and we're back, and God is being glorified nonetheless.
Amen. Amen. And that's a powerful thing. You know, the comment, I just want to stay there for a minute. We're not going to dwell there. But we were visiting a member yesterday in the hospital. I think it was Sunday. One of our members has been hospitalized for about 2 months. And she has been getting good treatment from the doctors and the medicine, and really have seen herself really get in a worse state than when she entered the hospital through surgeries and wrong procedures and treatments. She got worse, but now that she's getting better, she's giving all praise, glory, and honor to God. She thanks God for the doctors. She thanked God for the medicine. She thanked God for the hospital that God has allowed her and the benefits that she had to lead her to get the kind of treatment that she has. But I so agree with you, Pastor Rebecca. I've lived in the natural. I look at physics and science. I believe in intellect and education. I believe in scientists and advancement of medicines, and I believe in everything that man is doing, but there's nothing like the spirit that controls it all, you know. And I just want, you know, that's why we don't get so spiritual in this broadcast, but we recognize, you know, if the enemy is trying to do something, it's not the first time we've tried a new system of technology and it fell. So I thank God for your listeners that know about this blog talk, internet broadcast and how it works. But I also want to give the devil and serve him notice that if he is up to something, it shall not prevail. Amen. So we're going to, amen. I just believe in that with all my heart, because I believe everything happens in the invisible realm. And then we see it in the natural and deal with it in the natural. But I think it all begins there.
Yeah, and I was just thanking the brother for the computer analysis. He says he came in as the next level, but I think his name is, I think that is Miracles, who has a degree in physics and has written a book, about the devil, about the devil. He's written a book about the devil, and he's actually saying that the devil is superstitious, that there's no superstitious devil vexing you. And we here believe that there is a devil, there is Satan, and that Satan was thrown out of heaven, and Satan is the adversary of our God, and he's also the adversary of the children of God. We do believe that. You may not believe it, but we do believe it, and we believe the Bible. In the Bible, Jesus tells us that the devil is real. You know, he says, Satan, your adversary, it lurks around like a roaring lion, you know, seeing whom he may devour. I don't know. What scripture is that, Pastor?
Right now, I think that's the book of James, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so that's not Jesus speaking. That's one of the apostles speaking. But Jesus talks about the thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And he tells Peter, even when he's talking to one of his disciples, he says, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. You know, so all through the Bible, there's talk about Satan and there's talk about the devil. So we definitely do not live a life scared of some supernatural, superstitious demon. But we do believe that we do have an adversary. And you need to know that your adversary is real. And it's your adversary who wants you not to believe the whole Bible. So we have to believe the whole Bible and not just bits and pieces of it. And it is, you know, it's amazing because God says that he takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So we cannot discount a very real adversary, and his name is Satan.
Amen. And, you know, Pastor Rebecca, it's amazing how we can look at the times in which we're living in, these economic troubled times, and people in a natural and carnal mind would say, well, it's just a group of bad economic decisions that got us to this point. It's errors on man's part that got us to this point. And they would never admit to the fact that possibly it could be God's judgment that people have turned their back on God. And yet we go to the government looking for a bailout. We go to man's intellect once again to find a way out. And God, this invisible God that so many people don't believe in, is saying, you know, I told you never to leave me, never to worship the dollar bill, never to worship your flash screen TV, never to worship these textbooks and this physics and this science that man has created. You know, that's why the Bible talks about the wind, how it comes and goes. I would like for that young man to explain to me about the wind, if science can put a formula together about where the wind comes and goes. You know, the Bible speaks about that in the Bible because man can't explain it. You know, they can try to explain rain and snow and dew, but the wind, they can't, you know, there's no technology, there's no science, there's no nothing that, you know, can explain where the wind comes from and where it goes. But God did that as an analogy in the Bible because he wants man to see how frail and futile they really are, how inadequate
and how great he is. Amen. And Dana is in the chat room, and she's just really, you know, letting us know and let everybody know that we only made it through this year because of God. We only made it through this year because we have looked up and not out. We have only made it because of God. But I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier before I was cut off. Can everybody hear me okay now? Before I was cut off, I was sharing with you on what I had meditated this morning, and it was from the book of Leviticus, back in the Old Testament, the law, what God was telling Moses at Mount Sinai to go back and tell the people of Israel how he wanted to deal with them and how he wanted them to deal with him. And in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1, actually I'm going to start reading from verse 3. God says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lay down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rear evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And then he goes on in verse 9 and says, for I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you, and you shall eat old store and bring forth that old because of the new. And this is what I love here, these next two verses, 11 and 12. God says, and I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. I just love that. That hit me like a ton of bricks because it's just a even going back to Leviticus, it's just a reassuring of God's promises to the people of Israel. And everybody that knows, if you know from the text, that we are the Israel of God, the Christian today is the Israel of God today. And we have to know that God still has promises that he set forth from Genesis to Revelation. He still has promises covering the lives of his people. So I just love Jesus on today. I love God on today, and I just really, really say again that we serve a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He is a mighty God, and there's no weapon formed against the people of God that can prosper. So wherever you're walking today, know that God says that I will walk among you. I will walk with you. Look, God is not so far out of reach that he's not with you, that you have to, you know, we pray and we look up to the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that God resides in heaven, but we also know that God is omnipresent, that God is everywhere, and we also know that God is in us, he's with us, and he's upon us. So we're not talking about a God that is a finite God, but we're talking about an infinite God that is everywhere at all times and that is in charge of all things pertaining to his people. Amen. He's in charge of all things pertaining to his creation, and we are all his creation. Whether you believe or not, you're still God's creation. Amen. It doesn't make you a son, but it does make you a creation.
Amen. The rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
And that's the wonderful God that we have, whether they believe in him or not, whether they look to him or not. But it's by faith, as a believer, by faith we believe in this broadcast. By faith we believe that we'll see another day on tomorrow. It's by faith, as I think it was Dana said, that we got this far in December, this 2008 season. Some ain't going to cross over into 2009.
Yes.
But it's by faith in God that we'll even endure these times in which we're living in. So the just shall live by faith. We do live by faith.
Yes.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
If that comes to God, must first believe that he is. And if
Amen.
You don't believe that he is, you ain't going to have no faith in him. So
yeah.
If that come to God, must first believe that he is.
My God.
You know? So I just love it, and I just love the fact that the Bible gives us an answer for everything.
For everything.
Even the atheist, even the one who's the naysayer, even that person living in doubt. So I thank God, you know, for you and Dana and the Christians and the believers, like you said, that believe in the promises of God.
Yes.
As you read in Leviticus, all through the New Testament, we see promises from God. And that's what I read today in Psalms 27. Whom shall we fear? Of whom shall we be afraid? We're not talking about a boogeyman superstitious. We're talking about a real enemy of the children of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just so, so important that we, the whole counsel of God, the Bible tells us that all scripture is to be used by the Christian, not some of it. We cannot, you know, the thing about Christians is that we have to realize is that if we call ourselves a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, you cannot pick and choose what parts of the Bible you want to believe. You know, you have to make up your mind that you're going to believe God and his word, you know, and God says that his word won't come back to him void, but it will accomplish that to which he sent it, to accomplish it, will prosper that to which he sent it. So we have to be sure. You know, now, I just want to talk a little bit before we open the phone lines. We only have 15 minutes because we did have some technical problems and satanic warfare. We did have satanic warfare. We did have warfare from the devil today, and we did have technical problems that were created by the devil. You know, so we will talk about it because I have used this technology before with no problem, but for some reason today we decided that we were going to have problems, and I believe that it's because somebody just needed to hear us. Nothing that we were going to say in particular, but just the spirit that we walk in and the anointing that is upon our lives and upon the lives of that person that needs to hear. Our spirit needed to with your spirit on today. So here we are. You know, here we are. And God is faithful, and he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. If you're seeking after the Lord, if you're diligent about it, if you're seeking him with your whole heart, God will meet you right where you are. So I just wanted to, you know, just basically take some time to welcome everybody who's in our chat room. Everybody. Well, we welcome everybody to this broadcast. You know, believer and non-believer. But if you're a non-believer, it's going to make it clear that we believe God, and we believe God and his whole counsel. That God says we believe, and we believe it pertains to us in our lives. And another thing that I wanted to say, Pastor Anthony, is I thank God for the Bible. I thank God for Jesus. You know, I thank God for the warnings, and I thank God for knowledge that we do have an enemy. I thank God that we're not walking around ignorant, that we're not walking around not knowing that we can take every thought and make it captive. You know, take it into captivity to the word of God. Make it captive to Christ Jesus. And knowing that we have power through the word of God, knowing that, you know, we can arm ourselves with the word, that the word is part of our spiritual armor, you know, and that we could continue to move forward in victory no matter what it looks like. And that's what you were saying, Pastor Anthony, that no matter what it looks like in the world and no matter people are looking, our new president, Barack Obama, they're looking to him to create miracles in their lives. But you know what? People really need to be looking to God, you know, because God is the miracle maker that I know of. You know, he's the only one that's able to do what people say are impossible. You know, he says in his word that with him, nothing shall be impossible. So we have to look to God. You know, we have to do practical things, but first and foremost, we have to make sure that we're looking to God for the answers to the dilemma that is going on in the world today.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that I just love as a Christian, you know, now that I walk in the light and the beauty of the light, once coming out of darkness into his marvelous light, you know, it's like somebody clicked the light on just as you walk in a darkened room. And now that, you know, people like you and I have something to compare it with, we do have compassion and we do have understanding for those who still doubt that Jesus was Messiah, who still doubt in the invisible God, who still doubt, you know, the spiritual realm. So to be from darkness into light, and now that you are, because the Bible tells us to walk in the spirit, now that we are spiritual, I don't expect certain people to understand, you know, natural things or spiritual things. But just like you said, there's some things we need to live out in the natural that would give evidence of the spirit. And that's why as a Christian, our marriages should be working. That's why as a Christian, we should be prosperous and in good health, even as our souls prosper. That's why as a Christian, we should have the ability to create signs and wonders in the earth, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So that is the outward witness to the unbeliever that God is real. So I thank God that through evidence, and it's just so much evidence that God is real, that he has totally transformed my life. And what better person than us as Christians who are on this line, or whoever you are as a believer, what better testimony of the God that you serve than your own life?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And, you know, we just thank God that he is real. And I just feel sorry. I really feel sorry for people who don't believe, you know, for people who don't believe in God. And it looks like, you know, we have a couple of people in the chat room, Pastor Emily, and they're having a difficult time believing. But the thing about it is, you know, first and foremost, you're here, and we just thank God that you're here, because you will hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free, and we just thank God that you are entertaining, taking the time to listen to what we have to say. You know, the person was saying that we're supposed to, they want us to manifest Satan. I can't manifest Satan. So I can't manifest Satan for you. You know, that's not what I can do. You know, I can show you Christ through my life. You know, that when you look through my life, you will see the character of Christ. You know, I can't show you Jesus personified. I can't show you God. You know, that's something that you have to seek out for yourself, because the Bible says if you seek him, you will find him. Now, as far as Satan, you know, and the devil, you know, I can't show you Satan. I can't show you the devil, but Satan can show you himself. And he can show you, you know, his demons, you know, and just the fact that you're here at a Christian board trying to ridicule and trying to antagonize the man or woman of God shows me that Satan, you know Satan, you're very familiar with Satan. You know who Satan is better than we do, because he's operating through you. So, you know. I mean, I'll just say it like that and leave it at that. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've had a conversation with you, Miracles, and you've been kicked out of a lot of places, you know, because you go in and you go in being skeptical and trying to antagonize the people of God. But I'll speak directly to you, young man, or how old you are, but I call you a young man because some of your behavior is very immature. I speak directly to you and say we won't ban you and we won't kick you out either, you know, but we will minister to you, you know, and let you know that, you know, it takes faith to believe the stuff that we talk about, you know, but just the fact that you spend your time going around to different places trying to create confusion lets us know that you're seeking, you're what this a seeker, you know, and if you keep seeking God, the real true God, you will find him. You haven't found him yet. You just haven't found him yet, because if you had found him, you would not be here trying to do what you're trying to do. You know, but Pastor Anthony and I are not going to hate on you. We're not going to talk down to you. We're going to love on you. You know, we do love you. God loves you. And we just want you to know that, you know, he still has a great plan for your life. But Satan has a plan for your life, too, and he wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to kill you. God told Cain, sin is crouching at your door, and it desires to have you. And yes, sin is real. Sin is very real. And I'm a sinner saved by grace. You know, I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a saint of God. I'm saved by the grace. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. And I am born again. I'm a Christian, a new creation in Christ. I have the power of God residing on the inside of me. And I do sin. There are times when I miss it. That's what sin is, when you miss the mark, when you mess up. There are times when I miss the mark, and when I mess up, there are times when I do sin. But that does not make me a sinner, and my sin is not in control of my life anymore. I'm not mastered by that sin. So there was a time when I was mastered by my sin, and every day was controlled and rooted in sin. But now I'm not mastered by that sin anymore, because I have the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of me, that gives me the power and authority over sin. So no, I'm not a sinner. Amen. So you can laugh. It's okay, you know, but we'll see who gets the last laugh, because hell is hot. You know, hell is hot. And we have to realize that those who don't believe will spend eternity with the devil, the devil, Satan, in hell. And I'm going to believe all the way to the end. I'm going to believe all the way to the end. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Swap. Thank you, Swap. Swap says that Jesus died on Calvary for our sins. He paid the ultimate price for us. Amen. And that is the truth. And we can have this discussion. Go ahead, Pastor Anthony.
Yeah, God gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
But, you know, he showed me something so powerfully, and we will show a mutual respect to everyone as long as you don't get disrespectful.
Amen.
So it's one of those things where we are objective in our thinking. We are open-minded. You know, you ain't the first atheist. You won't be the last. So it's one of those things where we have even Christians who master in apologetics that can really defend the faith. But even as his believers, as I said earlier, Pastor Becca, through our personal lives is our witness to those people like this particular individual. But more than that, it's just so awesome that we don't have to defend God.
Amen.
He's created all things, and even these the ones that – go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. We have a caller. Let's see who this is.
Amen.
Area code 702, you're on the air flowing
yes,
with the pastors.
This is your friend, Miracle.
Yeah, I know who this is. This is Miracles. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you guys ever wonder why I call myself Miracles?
No, we really
you're
don't care.
Okay, I didn't
No,
think
we're
I didn't
not think. We're not interested.
You know, the fact of the matter is, with all you guys rebuking of Satan and your praying, your supplications, your going to church with your big hats on every Sunday and coming out with your hands on your pistols because you're scared of that fellow.
I'm getting to the point.
See, I can listen to you. I can listen
to
you.
Right. We only have 4 minutes.
I've been doing that all my life, see. And that's the problem. The fact of the matter is all of this stuff is being removed, just like in the prophets of Baal when he was everywhere. All his preachers were everywhere, and the people were
okay.
Dying. You don't want to hear that, do you now?
No, you know I don't. You know that
I don't want
to hear that.
But you are being removed. All of you are being removed. And
Thank you so much.
I have to represent the voice that's removing you.
No, you represent Satan.
Okay.
And you need to get a
but
grip.
What do you represent? When we look around our communities, what do you represent? You
Pastor,
in every community. What do you represent?
To him.
Come on, Reverend. Come
Pastor,
on. Get with me, Reverend. Pastor. Come on.
Do you have anything to say to him?
Normally, people like that put their foot in their own mouth. If you
come
let them
on,
talk
then.
Long enough.
Help me out.
We're gonna let you talk long enough. Go
good,
ahead and,
good. Let me talk long enough. See if you
I
can handle me, Reverend.
Talk long enough. Have a
come
good
on,
day.
Come on, Reverend. Let's jump a little bit.
No, we're not gonna deal with you. You're being disrespectful. You're coming to our broadcast being disrespectful. We don't have to deal with you. You know, I know you run across a lot of Christians that, you know, will block you, or but I don't have to put you on the air and let you spew that nonsense into the airwaves on my broadcast here. You know, you have your own broadcast, so you go back to your broadcast and you do what you do over there. But we don't have to deal with you because now you're being disrespectful. Now you want to taunt the man of God and the woman of God. You sound like a fool. You know, I mean, that's just totally, totally disrespectful. We don't do that on your show. I know where you are, and we don't come over there doing that on your show. Yeah, yeah, you need to just really get a grip, brother, and go read your Bible.
His objective is to rattle feathers?
Yeah, that's what his objective is, you know, to take away the peace of the Lord and the joy of the Lord. But this joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. And there's nothing that you can do to stop us from believing what we believe. Nothing.
A personal vendetta against Christians.
Yeah, yeah.
It's personal with that young man.
Yeah, it's personal because his father was a preacher. We know. We've heard your story. We know your father was a preacher, and we know your father didn't do right by you, and we are sorry for that, you know, but we're not him. We are not your father, and God is not that earthly father that let you down. God will take you and he'll love on you better than your earthly father ever did. And we've said this to you before. You know, if you just give God a real chance, he could take away that bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness that you have harbored in your heart. And I hope you're still listening to me, that God will heal you. He will heal you and he will change you and he will save you for real, for real. And he will take away that anger that you have. We still love you. We still love you. You called here, you disrespected the broadcast, but we still love you, and you're welcome to come back. But we won't put you on the air, and we won't let you spew that nonsense over our listeners. Amen. Pastor Emily, 47 seconds.
Amen. Again, we pray for the unbeliever, in particular that young man today, and I just pray that he listens on a regular basis, but we won't have that kind of confusion or that kind of nonsense to come over the airways to pollute and poison the people of God. So I just pray, even as he tries to antagonize other Christians that are doing the work of God on these blog radio stations, that they won't entertain the devil. You know, they won't try to entertain, you know, not that young man is the devil, but the devil can work through anybody. So
yeah.
I pray as people try to minister across these blog airways that the Christians who tune in will hear the preacher, hear the pastor, hear the Christian, more so than the nonsense that's being spewed out of some mouths.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's it for today. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. We love you. And Pastor Emily just said it in a nutshell. Don't entertain the devil. So we'll see you on tomorrow. I'll be here with the Life More Abundantly radio broadcast. And then on Thursday, we'll be here with Woman to Woman. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed day. Pastor Emily, I love you. I'll see you later.
Love you, baby.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.